Log Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Well, it kind of sounds like my signal is a little iffy tonight. Everything kind of seems to be breaking in and out. Hopefully, my microphone doesn't do that, but what I'm hearing on my speakers is any indication, this might not be a good show. Iconic Bat Out of Hell singer and actor Meatloaf has died, age 74, with his wife Deborah by his side, and it was announced today. The singer, whose real name was Michael Lee Addy, sold millions of albums worldwide, with the Bat Out of Hell trilogy among his most popular musical offerings that launched him into the 1970s and beyond. In 2016, he was honored with the Hero Award at the annual Q Awards music ceremony, which he dedicated to everyday heroes and called on people to, quote, bring love back into this world, unquote. Now, that's not a bad thing to want to bring back into this world. Because it seems like the left in this world just wants to bring hate and fear and causing fear-mongering among all the people, including especially here in New Mexico, and fear that is permeating this whole nation. But the news was confirmed on the Star's Facebook page by his family. In a statement, his family said, "Our hearts are broken to announce that the incomparable Meatloaf passed away tonight with his wife Deborah by his side. We know how much he meant to many of you, and we truly appreciate all the love and support as we move through this pain of this time of grief and losing such an inspiring artist and beautiful man. From his heart to your souls, don't ever stop rocking." TMZ reported Meatloaf was supposed to attend a business dinner earlier this week for a show he was working on, I'd Do Anything for Love. But the dinner was canceled because he became seriously ill with COVID. Sources tell us that the condition quickly became critical. Meatloaf sold more than 100 million albums during his lifetime. Bat Out of Hell was among the top 35 best-selling albums in the U.S. history, and more than 14 million copies sold alone. Its singles, 2 Out of 3 Ain't Bad, Paradise by the Dashboard Lights, both certified platinum in 2018, and by the time of release, peaked at number 11 and number 39 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts. Meatloaf had spoken openly about the health issues that had plagued him, notably asthma, which caused him to collapse on stage during a concert in Pittsburgh in 2011. And in 2003, he collapsed at Wembley Arena in London and was admitted to the hospital. He later held a press conference to reassure fans about his health. He was also well known for playing the role of Eddie in the 1975 cult classic Hot Rocky Horror Picture Show, which I've seen innumerable times with my first wife here in Albuquerque when it first came out in 75, and went on to play the role on stage. He also appeared in movies such as Fight Club, Focus, and Wayne's World. No cause of death was shared. Now, the fact that he had caught COVID, I'm surprised I haven't heard the mainstream media talking about how he died of COVID, but that is neither here nor there because he didn't. He just had it, and he had other health problems that were not good. We also lost another one. Comedian Louis Anderson died at 68, and he was an Emmy Award-winning comedian and Family Feud host who died at, he was 68. Louis Anderson, whose more than four-decade career as a comedian and actor included his unlikely Emmy-winning performance as mom to twin adult sons in the TV series Baskets, died Friday. He was 68, and that's also today. Anderson died at a hospital in Las Vegas of complications from cancer, said Glenn Schwartz, his longtime publicist. And Anderson had a type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Schwartz said previously. Anderson won a 2016 Emmy for Best Supporting Actor in his portrayal as Christine Baskett's mother of twins, played by Zach Galifianakis or something like that. Anderson received three consecutive Emmy Award nods for his performance. He was a familiar face on elsewhere on TV, including as host on a revival of the game show Family Feud from 1999 to 2002, and on comedy specials and in frequent late-night talk show host appearances. Anderson voiced an animated version of himself as a kid in Life with Louie. He created the cartoon series, which first aired in primetime in late 1994 before moving to Saturday morning for its 95 through 98 run. Anderson won two Daytime Emmy Awards for the role. He made guest appearances on several TV series, including Scrubs and Touched by an Angel, and was big on the screen in 1988's Coming to America and last year's sequel to Eddie Murphy's comedy. Anderson also toured regularly with his stand-up act and as a stand-up comedian. Now, today is kind of a sad day because we lost both Meatloaf and Andy and Anderson. But hopefully, since the beginning of the year, we've had quite a few deaths when it comes to that. You used to come in threes, and threes were passed a long time ago. Welcome to the show.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to say.
Show me where it says that protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
In the Constitution. About your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, he kicks.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if he lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. He would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said we're in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially, and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
We'll be right back.
Okay, out of all the bad news that we got today, the first two that I announced at the beginning of the show, of Louis Anderson dying and Meatloaf dying today, means that we have lost two great people who have given us joy and songs and comedy for many years now, and we have lost them both today. From Western Journal comes this: when Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm has violated federal law by failing to properly disclose stock sales, according to new reports. The Stock Trading on Congressional Knowledge, or Stock Act, requires that sales be disclosed within 45 days. However, Granholm had 9 stock sales last year totaling $240,000, and she's part of the Biden administration here, in which that deadline was not met, according to Insider. Granholm disclosed the sales in mid-December, according to CNBC, which in some instances were 6 months past the due date. Granholm's stock sales involved shares of Gilead Sciences Incorporated, which makes the COVID-19 treatment Remdesivir, as well as rideshare company Uber and Redfin as real estate company. Department of Energy's Ethics Office has certified that based on her report, Secretary Granholm's financial holdings are in compliance with the law, Department of Energy spokeswoman Charisma Troiano emailed Insider, which reported on the blown headline first. An email to CNBC framed this differently. Quote, said the email, this was an inadvertent clerical oversight on reporting stock sales that ethics officials previously determined did not pose a conflict in her role as energy secretary, and the secretary paid the late filing fee. Granholm indicated on her December form that it was less than 30 days since she learned of the transactions. Walter Schaub, a former director of the Office of Government Ethics, said alleging that Granholm did not know of the transactions at the time is not a good excuse. She's saying that she only just learned of the transactions, so it's possible the ethics officials took that statement at face value, said Schaub, a senior fellow at the Nonpartisan Project on Government Oversight. Why didn't she know about the transaction at the time, Schaub said. In May, Granholm came under scrutiny after she sold her holdings in California-based Proterra Incorporated, which has been touted by the Biden administration for its electric vehicle, clearing a net gain of $1.6 million. The sale fulfills Granholm's obligation, the Energy Department said. Secretary Granholm has acted in full accordance to the comprehensive standards set by the Biden administration, has completed her divestment well ahead of time required by her ethics agreement, spokesman Kevin Lau said in an email. But she didn't. And the headline on this says, Biden administration energy secretary violated federal law 9 times in 2021, according to disclosure documents. And this is something that we really have to start watching for, folks, because these people don't follow the laws, and then they go after you and me for not wearing a mask or not social distancing when we want to be around the people we love. This is totally insane. And the things that are going on in this nation right now should have everyone up in arms, should have everyone completely out of sorts with what the government is doing to us. We should be fighting back, but most of us are not. Some of us are, granted. There are some who are. I'm one of them. My friend in California, Douglas V. Gibbs, he's another. Then, of course, we've got Mark Levin, who is a constitutional lawyer, and he's constantly talking about the things that the government is doing wrong. And it's turning out, folks, that when we have to look at it, turning out that the government, especially on the left, has no idea what it means to tell the truth. They have absolutely no idea. The Democrat Party lost that ability after John F. Kennedy. And, you know, these are things that we have to start watching here and not just support them because we've always been a Democrat. I've got articles of people who have been Democrats for 50 years who are now changing to a Republican because the Democrats have left them. The Democrats have become socialists and communists and are trying to tear down this country. And they're starting to realize this on the left, folks. I told you once before this Jacob Candelaria here in this town, him and I had that email war. He was a Democrat. He has changed over to a Republican, but they don't list him as a Republican. It's funny because what we have here, pretty much, is a failure to communicate. And what I'm trying to find here right now is the opinion post. Okay, opinion post. And there is an article in this today about how the Democrats are losing people right and left. They're losing them all over the place. And they're losing them because the Democrats are going completely against what Americans should be doing. And, you know, it's like here in New Mexico, now they're saying that in order to be able to go to the people's house, the roundhouse in Santa Fe, where the legislature resides and the legislature does their sessions, people are not allowed in there anymore unless you've been jabbed 3 times. That's the new one, folks, 3 times. You have to have been given the vaccine and then given the booster and then given it again. So you have to have had 3 jabs to be able to enter the roundhouse here in New Mexico anymore. And there are many people here in the state who have not. And there's a lot of people here in the state who have died because they have. It's a sad situation. And we've got things here in New Mexico that's just absolutely driving the people insane. They want to continue pushing their way against all the people. They want to continue pushing the Democrats' way against all the people. And right now, you know, here in New Mexico, they've got the Clean Future Act, which is put out by Nathan Small, Democrat of Doña Ana. It's a radical bill that would further cripple energy producers in New Mexico by mandating the Environmental Improvement Board adopt rules that would force the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions by 2030 and completely by 2050, was referred to the House Energy, Environment, and Natural Resources Committee to be considered in the government. Elections and Indian Affairs Committee, it has not yet gotten a date on the committee calendar, thank God. That'd be a waste of taxpayer monies. Then they've got the HB 33, the cigarette and tobacco tax, products tax. They're already getting plenty of money, folks. They do not need to be, you know, I am not a smoker. I quit a long damn time ago. But I think it's totally unfair that the government is now saying, oh, we must tax cigarettes and tobacco products. And this was also pushed by Representative Joanne Ferry, F-E-R-R-A-R-Y, Democrat of Doña Ana again, the extreme bill that would increase the tax rate on all tobacco products regardless of the source, including an excise tax of 20 cents per cigarette sold, was referred to the House Health and Human Services Committee and then to be considered by the House Taxation and Revenue Committee. It has not yet been assigned a hearing date. Then there's SB 21, creating the electric vehicle income tax credit by Senator Bill Tallman, Democrat of Bernalillo. This bill creates a tax credit for people to purchase unsustainable electric vehicles, was referred to the Senate Tax Business and Transportation Committee to be heard in the Senate Finance Committee. It has not yet been assigned a hearing date. Then there's SB 43, prohibiting life without parole for a child. And this is by Senator Antoinette Cedillo Lopez, Democrat of Bernalillo. This bill would allow youths who are sentenced for violent crimes, including murder, to be released in 15 years, despite being given life sentences. The bill was referred to the Senate Health and Public Affairs Committee and then the Senate Judiciary Committee. The governor's extreme election reform bill that would make New Mexico elections less secure has not dropped yet, but once it will, Republican legislators must focus on killing it as soon as possible. Also, anti-gun bills are rumored to drop, and the Pinion Post will keep readers informed of these updates. The politics in this state are the reason why our governor, Lujan Grisham, has been rated as the 50th, number 50, the worst governor in the United States. And people, we need to really start looking at what the hell is going on. This whole idea that we will allow it because we've always allowed stuff like this is stupid and insane. They've also got SB 15, which is the KN95 Masks and Education by Senator Jeff Steinborn, Democrat of Doña Ana. This radical bill will waste more taxpayer money by shelling out $10 million state dollars to buy KN95 masks to disseminate across all New Mexico schools, as well as a fund to a robust statewide public education campaign about the importance and proper usage of masks. The wasteful bill will appear in the Senate Health and Public Affairs Committee on Monday, January 24th, which is coming up at 1:30 or a half an hour after the session that day. The hearing will be held in room 311. So if you can get over there, here is what you are going to be watching. You can, there is a webinar for SHPAC is 879-6703-9414, or you can go to https://us02webzoom.us/j/87967039414 or via telephone at 1-669-900-9128. Contact the committee members to advocate against this bill. And if you go to the Pinion Post, there's a thing that says, contact the committee members to advocate against this bill by clicking here, and it'll take you to a link. There's another one, SB3, Enhancing Death Benefits for Law Enforcement by Senator George Munoz, Democrat of Cibola, McKinley, and San Juan. This not common sense bill would enhance the death benefits for peace officers mounted patrol officers, and reserve police officers in New Mexico. Finally, a good one. After an officer has been determined to be killed in the line of duty, in addition to any other death benefits provided by law, the surviving spouse, children, or parents shall be paid $1 million as supplemental death benefits. Now, that's another one. But the things that are going on here, folks, it's insane. We have in the committee on that mask thing, the committee is going to be, let's see here. Okay, the committee members. You got Senator Gerald Ortiz E. Pino, District 12, Democrat. He's the chairman. Senator Bill Tallman, District 18, Democrat, vice chair. Senator Greg Schmides, 19, District 19. He's a Republican. He's a ranking member. Senator Jacob R. Candelaria, and this is the one I was telling you about. He switched parties, but they don't consider him a Republican. They don't consider him a Democrat. He's a District 26 here in Bernalillo. They call him a DTS. I had somewhere around that told me what DTS stands for, but it means that he's no longer a Democrat, but he's not anything else either. Senator David M. Gallegos, 41, Republican. He's District 41. Then there's Senator Stuart Ingle, 20 of District 27. He's a Republican. That's all the Republicans are on there. There are three of them. Then there's Brenda G. McKenna, District 9. She's a Democrat. Senator Antoinette Cedillo Lopez of District 16. She's a Democrat. Senator Elizabeth Liz Stefanik of District 39. She's a Democrat. But there's all kinds of things here that are going on in this state that are just absolutely insane. And we have to get over this, folks, because as long as this kind of thing is being allowed, it's going to continue. We're never going to get rid of this. COVID is something that's being, we're being manufactured to allow all of this to happen. And as long as we continue to allow it, folks, it's never going away. We're always going to have masks that we're going to have to wear when we go into places. And it's like when you go out of Albuquerque in this state, and you go down to the southern part of the state, it's like you're in a whole totally different world. Even here in New Mexico, go down to Hobbs. Nobody is wearing a mask. Go down to Roswell. Nobody is wearing a mask. Come up to Albuquerque. Almost everybody you see, even if they're just walking around outside all alone with nobody even close to them, they've got a mask on. And why? It's because they've been scared to death. They've been scared and put into this idea that if they don't wear a mask, they're all going to die. Well, you're going to die anyway, folks. So crying out loud, live your lives. Stop being such babies and stop being such minions that you're going to follow somebody who's telling you you must wear a mask or you're going to die. Stop following them over the freaking cliff. Insane. Absolutely freaking insane. And this must stop, folks. It must stop, because if we don't stop it, we're just being conditioned to do this forever. And that's all this is, folks. It's just a conditioning to make us follow their orders when they have absolutely no authority to make us do these things.
Looking for fake news? You won't find it here. Conservative Nation Media, America's best truth detector. Conservative Nation Media, or CNM, is pleased to announce the return of Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown.
Earlier this summer, Vincent took time off for the summer to do some things that he wanted to do with his family. Family is important, no matter what the left says. Now he is back. Starting on the 19th of September, Vincent Brown is back with Black by Color Only at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturdays with the show that you all loved. Vincent has a special way to let you know just what is going on and why it is good or bad. That's Black by Color Only on CNM, where America always wins.
Conservatives are always fighting to find a place they can call home. And every time we find one, the leftists in this nation take that away. Well, we have a new home now, and all you have to do is go in and join. Bite Me in the Basement is that site where we can join in to get our voices heard by others who feel the same way as we do. Just join BiteMeInTheBasement.com and join us for a rousing discussion of American patriotism and become a member. Learn things that you can do to help America become great again, to stop the lawless things that are going on, so we never have to see another fraudulent election like the one that put America-hating Joe Biden into the White House, and now he shouldn't even be there. That's BiteMeInTheBasement.com, and join patriotic Americans for a vision for a future America.
Okay, we are back. Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers, blasts Joe Biden for calling COVID the pandemic of the unvaccinated, mocks his public speaking. Green Bay Packers star Aaron Rodgers recently blasted Joe Biden for claiming that the U.S. is suffering a pandemic of the unvaccinated. The future Hall of Famer also took a shot at the president's public speaking. In September, if you'll remember back, Biden insisted during remarks delivered from the White House that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, and it's caused by the fact that despite America having an unprecedented and successful vaccination program, despite the fact that for almost 5 months, free vaccinations have been available in 80,000 different locations, we still have nearly 80 million Americans who have failed to get the shot. Last month, Biden even personally addressed Rodgers in Kentucky when he exclaimed, "Tell that quarterback he's got to get the vaccine." When the President of the United States says, "This is a pandemic for the unvaccinated," it's because him and his constituents, which I don't know how there are any, if you watch any of his attempts at public speaking, but I guess he got 81 million votes, Rodgers said during a visit at the Pat McAfee show, according to ESPN. He went on to say, "But when you say stuff like that, then you have the CDC, which how do you even trust them? But then they come out and talk about 75% of the COVID deaths have at least four comorbidities, and you still have this fake White House set saying that this is the pandemic of the unvaccinated. That's not helping the conversation," Rodgers added. And I agree with him. The idea that people who are unvaccinated and healthy are the ones causing everything that's going bad in this country and causing everyone to catch COVID? This is insane at best. We all know, if we have researched any at all, we all know that most of the deaths that are happening now are from people who have been vaccinated. And I'm sorry, folks, I don't consider this a vaccination, because in years past, the government has always been in the idea that if a vaccination is being developed, it has to be tested and retested for 10 to 15 years to find out what the long-range effects of this is going to be. They're not doing this now. They haven't had the time to do this now, and they're pushing this like it's a vaccine that has been tested. It has not. Parents who are giving this vaccine to their children because the government says they must are not fit to be parents, period. They do not know what the long-range effects of this vaccine is going to be on their little bodies. And I don't know about you, but I definitely do not want to be the cause of a child's ailments in the future because I made him or her take a vaccine that was not tested. This is, like I've been saying ever since this whole thing first started, this is nothing but an experimental gene therapy drug. Nothing more. And it's nothing less either. That's all it is, just an experimental gene therapy drug that people are being told en masse that they must take because it's safe and nobody is dying from it. Folks, we've had over 15,000 deaths nationwide because of this so-called gene therapy drug that they're forcing on all of us and our children. And the problem comes in because the children are so not susceptible to getting this that not even a tenth of a percent of them is dying from it. More die from the seasonal flu, folks. And once the government realizes what they are doing and how we have followed their orders, hook, line, and sinker, and vaccinated kids who had no right to be vaccinated in the first place, the government's going to sit back and say, hey, look what we started here. Maybe we can push this on the people for the seasonal flu. Maybe we can do the same thing for people who just have a sniffle. Maybe we can do the same thing for people who sneeze. And how many of you haven't walked outside from a dark or a darkened room and gone out into the bright sunlight and had to sneeze because of it? The time is coming, folks, when you walk outside and sneeze because of the sun, somebody's going to come along and haul you away, give you a vaccine for some stupid thing that they decide that you need to have a vaccine for because you walked into the bright sunlight and sneezed because of it. That's where we're going, folks. And I'm essentially what I'm talking about now is people in New Mexico. That's where you're leading yourself, folks. That's where you are leading yourself. And all these other states like Michigan and Pennsylvania and others that have not seen the light of this yet because they won't research it. They won't stop and look and say, maybe this news story about this isn't true. Let me research this and find out for sure what this is all about. You do something like this, folks, and people are going to start looking at you and saying, wow. Are we really that stupid? So it seems. especially around here. You can go outside in the bright sunlight. And it was said a long, long, long time ago when this thing first started that COVID is killed by ultraviolet light. It's killed by the sunlight. It's killed over a certain temperature, which Albuquerque always gets to and above that in the summertime with the sunshine. Yet people are walking around with masks. You have a basket sitting out in the Walmart parking lot, and the sun's been shining on it for a while. It's been sanitized, pretty much sanitized. But what do they do before they'll let you use it? They'll take it inside and spray it down and give it disinfectant and stuff like that to clean it up and get all of the germs and everything off of it when they're already gone. The idea is that COVID has allowed the people to look at and say, wait a minute here. This can't be true. Yet it is. But COVID's not the only thing that is happening in this country, folks. We have inflation that is killing a lot of people. And when it comes to the things that I've talked about all these people that are leaving the Democrat Party after 50 years or so being a Democrat, one of the reasons for them leaving is because one person in the article that I was reading said that they have gone from $400 a year heating their home to $1,500 a year. And that's a hell of a jump. But now they're saying in February, March, and April, they're going to be paying about $1,000 a month. People are leaving the Democrat Party because of what is going on. And now the Bank of America investor survey forecasts the GOP victory in midterms. It's something that we've been saying for a long time now. A plurality of global fund managers expect both the Senate and the House of Representatives will come under Republican control after the midterm elections, according to Bank of America's first fund manager survey of the year. 35% of the investors surveyed believe Republicans will win control of both houses of the Congress this November, according to the Bank of America client note. Around 20% believe the GOP will win control of the Senate, with Democrats holding on to the House. Around 15% say the GOP will capture the House, but leave Democrats in control of the Senate. Just 4% think Democrats will retain both the House and the Senate and the House. The majority of investors say that they believe inflation is the transitory and a net 48% forecast lower inflation ahead, and the highest reading for that metric since 2009. Just 7% expect inflation over the next 12 months. Folks, what we have to look forward to is this. As long as the Democrats have the House, as long as the Democrats have the Senate, and as long as the Democrat sits in the White House, we're going to have inflation. That's just the way they work. That is just the way they work. They feel that the only way to control the people is to control their lives. And what party has done that better than anybody else in the world? That's the Democrat Party. They're no longer an American party. They're a socialist, communistic, idiotic party that wants to force their rules down our throats. And if we balk about it, or we say anything about it, or if they even heard this show about it, they would do everything they could to shut us down. And they do this. They do it. Another GOP senator was shut down, this candidate was shut down on Twitter, And no reason was given for this, that he was pushing that Biden is destroying America. And that's all it takes anymore. All you have to have is a opinion that doesn't fit the narrative of the left. And the techie giants of Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, which I'm no longer on YouTube anymore because they deleted my account because I was telling the truth. They couldn't handle the truth. Just like in that movie, you can't handle the truth. That's the left. They cannot handle the truth. They can't handle it. They can't abide by it. The only time that they can abide by the truth, folks, is if it actually goes their way. But because people are not abiding by Biden, who, by the way, should never be in the White House, for one thing, because he didn't win the election. All you have to do when it comes to this way of thinking, folks, it's not just me. It's not just people who supported Trump. All you have to do is use your brain for something other than leftist fodder and start using some common sense here. And I've talked about this before. Biden would hold a rally, and he would be lucky if he got 40 people at it. There'd be more people outside, but they were all protesting Biden. Trump just held a rally in Arizona, I think it was, this last week. And from pictures of it, you could see people outside as far as the eye could see. Tens of thousands of people there to see President Trump. Now, if you've got the media telling you that President Trump lost the election, but he always garners tens of thousands of people at his rallies, Biden won, but he couldn't get 40 or 50 at his rallies. Use your common sense here. Who won the election? Sure as hell was not Biden. It sure as hell was not Biden. And this is something that all we have to do is just look at it, folks. Just look at it. Use your mind. Use common sense. And it's there. All you have to do is just use a little bit of common sense and think about it a little bit. Stop listening to the media. They won't tell you the truth. I think the media, just like the Democrat Party, has lost the ability to tell the truth. They don't know how to tell the truth anymore. That's just the way it is. They do not know how to tell the truth. And as long as we have all of this going on, folks, I'll guarantee you right now that all we are allowing is the populations to be conditioned. A few years ago, some guy made a vehicle that was pretty amazing. He had it tested. It worked. It didn't run on gasoline, didn't run on fossil fuels. It ran on water, and it worked. And when I first heard about this car, my first thought was, gee, that would be awesome. You can get water right out of your tap. Of course, then the price of water would probably go up. But it's a renewable source, folks. You can take water that is filthy, filter it out, and use it. And the car was tested. But who shut that down? The oil companies shut it down. I haven't heard anything about this since then. But the vehicle had been tested. It was a wonder. But it was all shut down by the oil companies, and now you don't hear anything about it. Another one you don't hear about anymore. Back in the 70s, JCPenney came out with what they called the Forever Battery. It was a battery that was a sealed battery. It did not ever take water. It did not ever take any liquid that went into it. And it would last forever. I had one in my car, paid $49 for it. I can remember when I bought it because I had my first car when I bought it. I had my fourth car when I got rid of it. And it was still working fine. You know where that one is now? The battery companies went after JCPenney and the makers of the Forever Battery because it cut into their profits. They've had batteries like this in Europe for years and years and years now. But here in the United States, no. Can't allow that because it will, you know, once you buy the battery, then you don't ever need another one. So that would put battery people out of business. And that's exactly what happened with that gas car or that car that ran on water. It would put gas companies out of business. Now they're pushing electric cars. And people are sitting there saying, oh, wow, electric cars, this is really neat. All we have to do is plug it in, charge it up, and we can go. There's no pollution involved. Oh, yes, there is. Where does 90% of our electricity come from? It comes from, and let me inform you here, it comes from coal-fired plants. Coal-fired plants are the things that Obama and Biden actively worked against to get rid of. So if they got rid of coal-fired plants, where would we get our electricity? Electricity would suddenly become a commodity that would be so expensive that we couldn't drive anymore. And they're pushing these electric cars like they are the panacea of everything. They are the things that will fix this world. No, they're not. They put out as much pollution as a regular car does when it's fine-tuned. And what about when the batteries go bad on you and you have to replace them? Where does the old batteries go? There is pollution in electric cars. There's pollution in regular cars. And the places that are using electric cars now and are getting rid of the so-called polluting cars that burn gasoline, their air is not getting any better. It's not. All we have to do is research this stuff, and it's everything that I've talked about tonight. All you have to do is research it. All you have to do is research it. Don't stick to the liberal mentality that everything they're saying is the truth when everything they're saying is a lie. And that's exactly what's going on, folks. And now they're doing things like Representative Drew Ferguson is saying Democrats are to push a slimmed down Build Back Better bill masquerading as COVID aid. Where have we heard this kind of thing before? Oh, yes, I remember those stimulus checks that they were handing out, and they were patting themselves on the back and almost breaking their arms and oh, you're doing so good to the American people. But the bills were like trillions of dollars big, and only about a couple million of it were going to the people. The rest of it was to help our enemies and do the things that they wanted to be done in government. And nobody's talking about that one. Nobody's talking about that one. Then there was an article from Breitbart that talks about Alfredo Ortiz of Job Creators Network writes in Real Clear Politics about President Joe Biden's myriad of failures during his first year in office, resulting in a considerable voter shift from the Democrat Party to the Republicans. Barack Obama cautioned during the 2020 Democratic presidential primary campaign, and it's a warning that the nation should have heeded. But Obama says, quote, don't underestimate Joe's ability to foul things up, even Obama. Was reminiscent of that one. We will be right back after these messages. We will be back to the next segment of NWCR Radio after these important messages. Stay tuned. Conservative Nation Media is growing, and what better way to grow than to bring our own Uncle Bing Fisher back with his great show, American by Design. Uncle Bing Fisher brings his engineer's insight and his love of America back to CNM with American by Design, Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time on conservativenationmedia.com. So stay with Conservative Nation Media, working to get ourselves back to 7 days a week, where now we have the weekends filled, ending with one of the oldest shows on CNM, with Bing's mellow voice giving you the wisdom that America is craving today. That's American by Design on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. As the technology of drones constantly grows and things get easier and easier to do, the cameras on the drones available are better too. So much so that mapping and surveying is now done with drones. That is the one area that Eye in the Sky Drone Services comes into play. You need your roof scanned out for work to be done up there? Call Eye in the Sky Drone Services. You need land photographed from the air? You need to call Eye in the Sky Drone Services. We can even do weddings from a perspective not seen anywhere but in the movies, all in 4K and full color, unless you wish to do your videos in sepia tone or even black and white. We can even go into the oil field and take photos out there of oil rigs and pipelines too. That is Eye in the Sky Drone Services out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Email us at eyeinthesky@gmail.com or call us at 505-317-8741. Give us a call because we can do it all, because the sky is the limit. Okay, we are going into our second hour now, as we have woke wars going on now. Social justice for Virginia Democrats fight to hide sexually explicit school materials from parents, but they'll show them to the kids. You know, this is something that we've been hearing over the past year or so now, maybe even longer, that there is akin to porn being shown to our kids in school. They are being able to check books out that you wouldn't want your kids to read, but they're able to because they're allowed in schools. Then we have all kinds of things going on right now, like they have a March for Life 2022 proclaims equality begins in the womb. And this is something that you won't hear from the mainstream media. They won't talk about this one. They will not talk about this one. Why? Because it doesn't fit their agendas. And, you know, this next last part of the show right now, I'm going to be doing an hour and a half, maybe a little bit more if possible, but we are doing an hour and a half show tonight because things are happening around here. My wife is getting ready to leave to go to Pennsylvania, I think it is, to help a cousin who is real sick, and I'll be staying here probably until June to get things finalized here, but I will probably end up moving there unless I get lucky and she decides she doesn't like it there and wants to come back. Hopefully things will improve here in this state while she's gone, so she'll want to come back. But welcome to the second hour of the show.
Please don't do anything you will never live to regret.
Angry blowback for the downing of Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Back to Hour 2 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert Garding. This is Kathy Hanner's A Daily Roll Call, and we need more voices like Robert who aren't afraid of the wrath of the left, even when the truth is told and it doesn't fit their agenda. Now, with Biden in charge, this is more imperative than ever. From New Mexico in CNN's Freedom Studio comes the second hour of the show. And now, here again is Robert.
Okay, we are back. one of the things that I think is so insane in this world today is something that's happening now. M&M characters to be more inclusive. Mars Candy Company has promised to make the animated M&M candy characters more inclusive. In one case, by dumping its green sexy girl character and giving her a replacement a quote, more nuanced personality, unquote. Until now, the Green M&M's character was portrayed as a sexy female with a sultry voice and white go-go boots. But that portrayal is no more, the company said in its announcement. On Thursday, which was yesterday, the candy company said it intended to better honor its global commitment to creating a world where everyone feels they belong and society is inclusive. With the changes to its advertising characters for a more dynamic, progressive world. Now, here's the problem with this, folks. As long as we're humans, there's going to be somebody who's going to feel left out. It's part of life. Get over it, for crying out loud. But M&M's branding will also reflect an updated tone of voice, which is more inclusive, welcoming, and unifying, while remaining rooted in our signature gesture, wit and humor. Mars added that it is hoping to improve the sense of belonging for 10 million people around the world by 2025. According to the company's website, describing the new characteristics, the new green character will be wearing more sensible gym shoes and will claim to enjoy being a hype woman for my friends. I think we all win when we see more women leading roles. I'm so happy to take on the part of supportive friend when they succeed, the green M&M says with the company's newest promotion. The brown M&M is also getting a makeover with her new slogan stating, not bossy, just the boss. In a tweet, Mars even hinted that the two female M&Ms are intimate. Oh, for crying out loud, folks. This is insane. And in their tweet, it says, it's rare Miss Brown and I get to spend time together without some colorful characters barging in. Miss Green. Mars added that the makeovers will include an updated tone of voice to make people feel inclusive, welcoming, and unifying, while hewing to its past penchant toward wit and humor. As one of the world's most iconic candy brands, Catherine Slate, Mars Wrigley's chief growth officer, said, who better to commit to a world with more moments of fun by increasing a sense of belonging around the globe than M&M's. Other changes include orange M&M's shoes will no longer be untied, and both red and yellow will now have laced shoes, not slip-ons. The changes in footwear are more representative of our customer and are a subtle cue, but it's a cue people really pick up on, said Anton Vincent, president of Mars Wrigley North America. Orange will also lose his anxious personality and will now be more confident and will embrace his true self, worries and all. Vincent added that the two female characters will be featured more often than the four male characters to add a little more gender balance to the brand's advertisement. The changes, Vincent said, it gives a good platform to talk about the whole idea around belonging. M&Ms were first introduced in 1941, and the cartoon characters first appeared in 1954, although the first were ones were only round and red and yellow oval characters representing the plain and peanut versions. The other color characters were added by the late 1990s. The newest color added was brown, which came in 2012. Folks, kind of idiocy needed? And this is nothing more than just idiocy. A cartoon, folks, an animation has to depict the world as it is. No, it doesn't. It's a freaking cartoon. We are killing ourselves here. And as long as we continue to do this, as long as we continue to push the boundaries that are being forced on us, and that we're allowing these boundaries to be pushed and forced on us, as long as we continue this, folks, it's just like COVID. We are being conditioned to be the kind of world that the Democrats and the liberal media wants us to be. To hell with what we want. It doesn't matter what we want, because what we want isn't what they want. And if it isn't what they want, to hell with this. It doesn't freaking matter. Folks, I don't know how often this has to be said before somebody finally starts noticing. Start using your common sense. God gave you that for a reason. God gave you common sense so that you didn't run around like a moron trying to make the world think that you're smart. Because once a moron, folks, you're always a moron no matter what everybody thinks. And then we have things like actress Alison Tolman, Fargo, is now demanding that TV writers stop making jokes about weight. Pretty soon it's going to be illegal to make a joke about anything, unless it's a Republican. Then of course, a conservative or a Republican or Trump, then of course, you can joke about that. You can say all kinds of nasty things about that. Doesn't matter. But you try and say something about Biden or Pelosi or AOC, who is a stupid idiot in the first place, or any of these other ones. No, that can't be. Finally, I found one that actually is a good one for something that we need to start looking at. And this pro-life leader, Ryan Baumberger, actually hit on it here when he talked to Biden, saying that killing voters before they're born is the ultimate act of voter suppression. Isn't that the truth? Democrats don't care. They don't care about killing babies because there's always the chance that the baby will grow up in a conservative home and become a conservative. They don't want to take that chance. So they'd rather kill them off before they have that chance. Never mind the fact that they could end up liberals and vote for them. But the chance that they could grow up conservative and vote against them, that's just way too much for them. They can't do that. There's just things that they will not do. And in today's show, I have talked about M&M's becoming inclusive of the gay community. That's the only way I can think about this one. They're becoming inclusive about the gay community. So they're to be more inclusive. Then we have actress Alison Tolman of Fargo demanding TV writers stop making jokes about weight. And it's going to backfire on us, folks. It's going to backfire on us big and heavy. Why? Because we are allowing the left to dictate to us what our lives are going to be. To hell with the idea that we have freedoms here in America. Those don't matter. Those don't matter at all, because our freedoms give us too many freedoms to do what we want. And as long as we have freedoms to do what we want, then we might vote against them. And if we might vote against them, then they might lose their cushy jobs. I've had an idea for years now that I thought that the American people should get behind and demand. One of the things about the Constitution talks about how, well, I'm not really even sure if it's in the Constitution, but when it comes to the pay for the president, a former president continues to get paid as president until he dies. And right at the moment, we've got more former presidents living than at almost any time in history. And they're all being paid. Biden, when he leaves office, is going to be paid for the rest of his life for destroying this country. Obama is going to be paid for the rest of his life for destroying this country. Now, here's the one that's going to make them mad. Trump is going to be paid for the rest of his life for trying to help America. See where this gets it real, real iffy here? Now, if the Democrats actually wised up on this one, they would want to get rid of that because they wouldn't want a Reagan or a Trump or a Bush to be paid for the rest of their lives for trying to help America. It's just like right now, they're trying to get rid of the filibuster. This has been done before, folks. If you will look back, the Democrats actually worked to get rid of the filibuster and really actually got rid of it. And then they lost power. They didn't have the majority in the Senate and the House. What did the Democrats suddenly do? Oh, they wanted it back because without it, they had no power. And the problem in this kind of thing is, folks, that they're allowed to do this kind of thing. They're allowed to run on both sides of the fence. If it works for them, they want it. If it doesn't work for them, they want to get rid of it. You cannot have it both ways. You cannot have it both ways, folks. But the Democrats get it. Constantly, they get it. Why? Because that's how they roll. People in Hollywood want to get rid of jokes about weight, but they want to keep jokes about Trump. They want to constantly fight to make sure that sexually explicit school materials are there for the kids, but they want to hide that from the parents. Why? They want to hide it because they know it is wrong. Why else would you want to hide something like that? Then here's another one. This is an article that came out January 20th, which is today. And the headline on it from Breitbart says, Theodore Roosevelt statue removed from New York City Museum for depicting racial hierarchy. Really, I don't think the left knows what racial is. I really don't. Because they're constantly pushing what they think is racial, but it's not. But the article says a statue of Theodore Roosevelt, the 26th president of the United States, was removed. And this is something that you have to always notice here. They're always removed overnight when everybody else is sleeping. This was removed overnight Wednesday from its place in front of the American Museum of Natural History in New York City. And Microsoft News reported this. Sam Biederman of New York City Parks Department previously said that although the work was not erected with malice of intent, its composition supports a thematic framework of colonization and racism. In whose opinion? In whose opinion? Sam Biederman? So now we're allowing one person to dictate to the rest of us what is right, what is wrong? Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing, folks. That is exactly what we're doing. And we're doing it with COVID. We're doing it with the gay community. We're doing it with blacks. We're doing it with whites. We're doing it with Orientals. We're doing it all over the place. And then on top of that, the people who are enemies of the United States, who should have people against them, get held up as icons of perfection when the American people go against them. This world, folks, is going insane. And the left is pushing it. They have been pushing it every year. Since Obama. When we had Trump in office, the left was so pissed off that Trump actually won that they started fomenting a plan to make sure that nobody that they didn't approve of would ever win again. And in that, we had Trump do more for the United States and for the people than any president before him had ever done. And during all of the time that he was doing all of this good stuff for the American people, the Democrats were impeaching him, telling lies about him, bringing out false dossiers about him. And the media was going right along with it, just pushing it, saying, oh, yes, this is true. And it's true because the Democrats say it's true. And it's like I have always said, you tell a lie enough times, it will be perceived as the truth. And that's what happened with Trump. American people got inundated with the left's lies daily, constantly, all the time, every day, every hour, every minute of his presidency. Seldom did you ever hear anything good about President Trump when he was president. The only time you'd ever hear anything good about what he was doing was on Breitbart or this show or One America News or the Pinion Post here in New Mexico or the Western Journal. New York Times would not print anything about Trump that was good. Why? Because it was the truth. They don't know the truth. And then we have things like an environmentalist file lawsuit to prevent cattle grazing at a national park when it's already restricted to protect nature. So what is the reason for this lawsuit that they're filing now? Because they want to make the people think that they're doing good for the world. And they're not doing anything at all. It's already restricted to protect nature. It's already restricted to protect nature. And here we are, allowing this kind of crap to happen. And then we have San Francisco Mayor London Breed saying, we are learning to live with COVID. Really? No, what we are learning to live with is being conditioned by the left. We used to have mayors that actually really were there to do good things for their cities. Do good things for the city that they were ruling over. But that's not the way that we're doing things anymore. Essentially, San Francisco's mayor is saying, she said, or he said, that we are learning to live with COVID. No, we're learning that we have to be indoctrinated about COVID. The truth can't be told. The truth cannot be told. And the left won't ever say something like, oh, we're just conditioning you to be always fearful of everybody so that you'll social distance forever, so that you'll wear masks forever. And then when things start to go wrong because your health is starting to decline, we'll try and figure out why it's declining when we already know. And then there's another one about San Francisco saying coronavirus tests are nearly impossible to find in San Francisco Bay Area. And then 20% of San Francisco teachers skip school to protest reopening conditions. And the headline that came out just before that one was San Francisco teachers to shut the whole system down in Omicron sick out. The sooner we realize that Americans are being duped, the sooner you will realize that the government is not our friends. We will be back to the next segment of NWCR Radio after these important messages. Stay tuned. Vietnam was the war where American troops showed valor and bravery on the battlefields, but where the enemy was nothing more than ghosts in the jungle, and they were superstitious too. This gave rise to the Vampire Patrol. Six men who fought the whole war together, spreading death and destruction along with vampire voodoo lore into the ranks of the enemy with cutthroat precision and accuracy. Now, years later, Matt Joseph works as a private investigator in Tucson, Arizona, running his own business, the Matt Joseph Investigations Company. His best friend and former commander of the Vampire Patrol is chief of police of the South Tucson Police Department. The job that gets Matt on this case also brings the Vampire Patrol back from the past and places it smack dab in the middle of the present day, taking him to a small town on the Indian reservation called Lukachukai in northern Arizona. There, a mountain named Roof Butte not only holds mystery, but also a dark cloud of fear that oozes out of it into the evening sky. Matt has been hired to find out what is going on without getting caught up in its death and destruction in the process.
Night Owls is first in a new series of mysteries featuring Matt Joseph, Private Eye, and is on sale now at https://dp/1500284491. That's https://www.amazon.com/dp/1500284491. It is also available in both digital and book form. That's Night Owls, Matt Joseph Mystery by Robert P. Garding. Order it today.
COVID was and is a virus that only seriously affects a very, very few of us, and now some doctors are even saying it is more like the seasonal flu. Fauci and the liberal left has lied to us to lock us down, and the media has lied right along with them, and they need to all be in prison. When tyrant Michelle Grisham opened the state here in New Mexico on the 1st of July, I said she would close us back down, and she did. Now we need to take New Mexico back, as she has made this state the worst in the nation in a lot of ways, and New Mexico is too great a state to be left in the mess that she alone caused. The tyrant in the roundhouse wants us to be her subjects. I won't allow that, and neither should you. For a safe and free New Mexico, call 505-476-2200 and let her know that we are mad as hell and we are not going to take it anymore. Already more than 40% of the small businesses in the state have been destroyed by her. Open up and stay open. Save our state from the tyranny of MLG. Listen to NWCR Radio for more on New Mexico and the liberal mentality here in America, a mentality that is destroying our great republic. It has to end now. Devin Nunes, who was part of the Trump government, the Trump administration. He retired not too long ago to take on Trump's media as their CEO, taking on woke big tech, the battle of all battles. Devin Nunes, in an exclusive interview with Breitbart News, previewed plans for the company he is heading, Trump Media and Technology Group, which aims to take on big tech and establishment media in what he called the battle of all battles. He confirmed that the first product to launch will be a social media platform and that the company is looking to launch it by the end of March. Now, this is the kind of thing that is scaring big media, tech, because they've already fought with Trump. And while he was president, even though he was going through all this other crap that the Democrats were leveling on him, he was still beating them. He says, right now, Nunes says, right now we're looking at the end of the first quarter, he said, but added, we're going to come out when it's ready to come out. He said there is a talented team of committed patriots in place building the infrastructure from scratch so that it could not be shut down by any one company, which is a good thing because we've had, you know, people like me people who would not tell what the media and the leftists wanted us to tell. So we get shut down on platforms like YouTube. Like I've told you before, I'm no longer on YouTube. I was on YouTube for over 12 years, folks. I had like close to 200 videos on there. And when they deleted me this last January, well, it's been about a year now, and I really haven't missed it. But when they deleted me because of a video that I did that told a truth that was upheld by doctors about COVID, I was shut down. They were deleting videos that had doctors on them telling what was going on. Even though it was a doctor talking about it, it got shut down because it did not fit their narrative. This is something that the new Trump thing is going to stop, because there is nobody that can take you off of their video, off of their media. Whereas with YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, all you have to be is a conservative. All you have to be is an American patriot, and you'll get shut down. Plain and simple. All you need, you don't even have to say anything except that Biden didn't win the election. And there is proof to that. And they'll shut you down because they do not want that to be heard by anyone. So they will listen to what you have to say and then decide for themselves that, nope, we don't want the people to know about that, so we'll just delete that one. I think in the last 6 months that I was with YouTube, I had about 6 or 7 of my videos deleted. And then when they finally decided to give me the badge of honor and delete my account, all my videos went with them. Now there are some that are still around because they're on Rumble. They're on BitChute. And some are on Brightian. I've got close to 100 on Brightian right now. And I need to get people coming there and seeing my videos that are called NWCR's Removing the Liberal Blindfold, or just Removing the Liberal Blindfold on Brightian. Because I need to have people watching those so I can be upgraded. And all I need is another 90 views or 80 views, and I'll get upgraded to the next step up. And I think the next step up is I can go for another 50 or 100. I think it's 50 more videos that I can put on there, but I have to get so many views to grade to the next step up. That's how Brightian works. YouTube, on the other hand, they'll look at you and figure, he's talking about American stuff. He's talking about how America is a great country. He's talking about how COVID is not what the left is saying. Oh, we got to delete that. Can't let people know about that one. And it's like I have said over and over and over and over again, folks, as long as we allow this to happen, we're just allowing ourselves to be conditioned. We're just allowing ourselves to be pushed in the direction that the left wants to push us. And that's all that's going on here, folks. They're just pushing us in the direction they want us to go, not the direction that we Americans want to go. But then they can come out and say idiotic things. The latest headline on Breitbart now says, disgraced Lincoln Project co-founder Rick Wilson, saying that the GOP wants 2024 to be the last election, like the Ba'ath Party in Iraq. Nobody, when he says things like this, nobody asks him, where's your proof? Show me the proof of this. Show me what you're saying is true. Nobody says this. And they don't say it because they're saying it on MSNBC. And it was said on MSNBC's The Readout. So there's not going to be anybody there who's going to be using their brains for anything but fodder. There's not going to be anybody there who's going to say, hey, now, wait a minute. I have a friend who's a Republican. That's not what they're after. They don't have people who will say that and say, that's not what the Republicans are after, but it looks more like what the Democrats are really after. Even your staunch Democrats who see what is going on and always follow the Democrats will never come out and say, that don't make sense. Democrats are wrong on this one. It doesn't matter how wrong the Democrats are. It doesn't matter how far off base the Democrats are. They will never back up and say, now, wait a minute here. That just doesn't make sense. They'll have people like Reed of The Readout saying, oh, yeah, that's true. The Republicans are trying to make sure that the 2024 presidential election will be the last election in America. No, that is what the Democrats have been after. Since Trump won the election against Hillary Clinton, or the Hildebeest, as I call her, the Democrats completely came unglued. And almost everything that they have said about the Republicans since that point in time have been lies. But they've been told as the absolute gospel. Even God is on their side. No, he's not. No, he's not. God does not condone lying. And that's all the Democrats have been doing, lying. God does not condone liars. But that's all the Democrats have been. It's liars. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Maxine Waters. And then they get pissed off when they say something like Maxine Waters did when she said, we need to get out there and rally in the streets and make sure that they're not welcome anywhere. When that comes back to bite her in the butt, it's Trump's fault. No, it's not, lady. It's your fault. It was your fault. Nothing more, nothing less. It was your freaking fault. We will be right back.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
Peek-a-boo, peek-a-boo, smile. Ooh,
smile, buddy.
Come on, smile.
Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby, I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of a dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
CNN is trying to find new shows for the weekdays that are open. We have three shows now on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. The open days are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. If you have a show that you are looking to air on a network, CNN is looking for you. Give us a call at 505-317-8741 or email us at conservativenationmedia, all one word, 2017@gmail.com. Send us a short MP3 giving us a sample of what you would sound like, day that you want to be on, the time that you want to air your show, and we will do the rest. CNN is a talk radio network with a conservative bent, and we love America, her constitution, her laws, and we support our boys in blue and our military too. Come join us and get yourself on the air. Okay, in that advertisement I said we had shows on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. My show is now on Friday, so it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So our open days are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday instead of what the advertisement said. I haven't gotten that changed yet. We are back for the final segment of today. It turns out that I had changed the hour of this show to be an hour and a half long, and it didn't change. So we've got about 10 minutes left here. I found an article also in Breitbart that talks about an illegal alien who gets 20 years in prison for murdering a 24-year-old Alabama woman. And we're constantly hearing about things like this, folks. California gets a lot of them. Steinle, remember her? But this one says an illegal alien has been sentenced to just 20 years in prison after murdering a 24-year-old woman in Marshall County, Alabama. Edgar Almanza Zarazua, a 25-year-old illegal alien from Mexico, had fled back to Mexico after having murdered a 24-year-old Gloria Stephanie Palamek in June of 2016. Months later, in October of 2016, Zarazua was hit with murder and attempted murder charges, though police searched for him for years. A break in the hunt for Zarazua came after he was accused of murdering an individual in Mexico and placed in a local jail. The Marshall County Sheriff's Office worked with the United States Marshal Service to extradite Zarazua to the U.S. in January 2020, where he was flown to Birmingham, Alabama, and held on a $3.5 million bail. Though Zarazua was initially charged with murder in the death of Palamek, he pleaded guilty to a reduced charge of manslaughter this month and was given a 20-year sentence by Judge Tim Riley, the maximum sentence for such a charge. His charge should have been murder, folks, but because he's an illegal alien, he gets breaks that none of the rest of us would ever get. Plain and simple. And that's all we have to look at here. They get breaks that none of the rest of us would. Though Zarazua was initially charged with murder in the death of Palamek, he pleaded guilty to a reduced charge of manslaughter this month and was given a 20-year prison sentence. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, agency has a detainer on Zarazua, so that when he completes his prison sentence, he will be turned over to federal agents for arrest and deportation. And let me tell you, if the Democrats are in power, when he serves his sentence, or whatever part of his sentence he's going to end up serving, because they will figure out a way to get him out. When he completes his prison sentence and he is turned over to federal agents for arrest and deportation, the Democrats, who would be in power at that point in time, if we allow this, will make him be released into the United States. That's what is going on here in this nation, folks. We are allowing illegals who come into this country illegally, whose first act when they set foot on America is makes them a criminal, and we're making them the good guys. We're making them the people who we aspire to be like. Seeing a picture of this moron, I wouldn't want to be like him if I was paid to. There's no way. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't want it. And then we have more stuff coming from Breitbart and also from Western Journal. Let me go to Western Journal's page here, because there's a lot of news out there today. Yeah, one of the first ones, Trump-appointed judge issues devastating blow to Biden's federal vaccine mandate. Should never have been a mandate in the first place. TSA admits it allows illegal immigrants to use arrest warrants as ID to board planes. How many Americans could do that? You got an arrest warrant for your arrest, and we try to use it to get onto an airplane, what'll happen? The police will be called, will be hauled away in handcuffs, and that'll be the end of that. Simpsons does it again. Embarrassing Biden administration initiative mirrors animated satire, which is awesome, folks. We need to see more of this kind of stuff. The Biden administration energy secretary violated federal law 9 times in 2021, but you don't hear anything about that in the media. After trashing Trump for contesting the election, Biden tells America now November midterms easily could be illegitimate. Now, I can tell you exactly when they will push for the illegitimacy of the election. And I can tell you exactly when they will push for that. If the American people come out and vote the Republicans into power in the House and the Senate, or just the House or just the Senate, that will make November midterms illegitimate in the eyes of the Democrats. They don't stop to think that after trashing Trump for years for contesting the elections, now they're going to turn around and do the same thing, but when they do it, it's perfectly fine. But the article starts out with the question, when you are allowed to say elections, when are you allowed to say elections are illegitimate? Well, the answer on that one is when you're a Democrat, of course. On Wednesday, President Joe Biden held a news conference, which is a rare event in and of itself. The Biden administration, realizing its figurehead isn't known for demonstrating intellectual stamina or steering clear of gaffes, doesn't like him to be answerable to the media, particularly when the media asks questions of the president that don't have to do with delicious, delicious ice cream. In fact, Biden's handlers have gone out of their way to make the president unavailable for questioning in all circumstances, including blaring music when an event is finished. Disgruntled though they may be at not getting the answers they'd like, the establishment media still shy away from pointing this out. The Western Journal doesn't. And we've made it clear how obvious the lengths the administration will go to in order to avoid answering questions are. And one of the things to help keep them honest is by subscribing to the Western Journal and to Smart News. But we are running out of time here, and I hope that the people who will listen to this will enjoy the show, because we had some great information here, and we will talk to you later, and we will be back on Monday with our update for the starting of the week, and we'll be back on Friday again. Starting tomorrow, hopefully, again, we'll have Vincent Brown with his Black by Color Only, which is a great show. You guys don't want to miss that one. And on Sunday, if Bing has been able to get himself back to being able to do the show again, on Sunday we'll have American by Design with our own Bing Fisher. And we'll see you again when next week shows up. Have a great day. God bless you all. God bless America. You all.